Being held hostage by the unvaccinated, that's how some Auckland businesses feel as a 90% vaccine target is set for opening up. While they wait, more support has been announced, but many hospitality businesses say it'll only make a small dent in their bills. Jean Bell reports.
The last few weeks have been a hard slog for Matthew Aitchison. He's desperate to throw open the doors at Stanley Avenue Wine Bar and Bistro on Auckland's North Shore because business is down 80%. He wants vaccination certificates rolled out right now so people can get on with their lives, while those who are unjabbed are left out in the cold.
And I was a little bit reticent in the beginning about people's civil liberties in the beginning. But there's a small percentage of people that are holding us back. So we cannot let those people hold us to hostage, essentially.
The only light at the end of the tunnel is a change to the COVID-19 resurgence support payment. From November 12th, this will double to $3,000 per eligible business and $800 per full-time employee, with a maximum of 50 employees each fortnight until the country shifts to the traffic light system. Mr. Aitchison welcomes the boost to the government's resurgent payment, but thinks it doesn't go far enough.
We're a tiny business and we have been injecting $5,000 per week into the business from our own capital over the last 10 weeks. So I can only imagine what bigger businesses have been having to inject.
Front Row Hospitality runs 4 pubs across Auckland. Its co-owner, Mike Jennings, says the company has lost several million dollars in the lockdown. And the increased help from the government will only put a small dent in the bills that keep stacking up.
It's going to allow us to nibble into the outstanding bills that are still coming in. It's better, but it's not the full antidote.
Small Business Voice Chief Executive Max Whitehead agrees the government's extra support will be greatly appreciated, but is too little, too late for some.
It's still going to be tough for businesses, and I would think they're far, far behind. It's a pity it's not backdated, but look, we'll take everything we can right now because life is extremely difficult, and I think a lot of businesses have gone too far already.
The government is also offering a $60 million fund for business advice and mental health support in Auckland. Businesses will be able to apply for up to $3,000 for advice and planning support and up to $4,000 to implement that advice. Mr. Whitehead thinks the mental health support is sorely needed, especially after fielding calls from distressed business owners.
I've had a guy in tears only this week saying, how am I going to face my children? How am I going to face my family? I'm actually completely broke and busted. I've got to go down and beg for money from Wins. And Max, I've never been in this situation in my life and I've absolutely failed my family.
Pub owner Mike Jennings welcomes the cleared 90% vaccination target and says they'll only serve punters who have got both jabs. But he's anticipating some downsides of the no jab, no entry policy.
We've got to manage people who become perhaps disgruntled or aggressive about not being allowed in. And then operationally there is a cost of having somebody to check vaccination certificates. So we've got to get our heads around that logistically, but we'll certainly be taking part.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson believes government support should not be available to any business that chooses not to use a vaccine certificate. But this is yet to be put in stone. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff thinks it's common sense that businesses who don't play ball on the vaccine certificate shouldn't be eligible for financial support.
I think we're all in this together. We all have to play a part. And this incentivises not only individuals, but also businesses to make sure that everybody that can safely get vaccinated does so.
Echoing the government's message, Phil Goff urges people to get vaccinated if they want to be able to visit their favourite pub or cafe as normal come summer.